You know, some areas of the valley were hit harder than others during the monsoon yesterday, but it was pretty widespread, the damage. Joining us this morning from our TV news partner, ABC 15, is reporter John Treweiler at 19th Avenue and Dobbins Road. And John, thanks for joining us this morning. You kind of have a sad story mixed with a story of people helping people.
Well, you're exactly right. Yeah, thanks for having us on. Basically, what happened last night is there's a piece of property here, almost like a farm, at 19th Avenue and Dobbins. And last night, after these monsoon storms came through, the water was just way too intense. We're told about 3 feet of rushing water came through this property and actually came through their house, started flooding out the home, the entire property. They lost two pigs. They had two pigs on the property, and both those pigs drowned. They were unable to get out of their pen in time, and unfortunately they were lost in this flood. And it's really sad for the family because they said these were not livestock pigs. These, they had raised them since they were babies. They were like their children, like their pets, just like dogs would be to most people. So pretty sad there. But the really neat part about this story, guys, is that they didn't know what to do with all this rushing water coming in. They were really almost overwhelmed here, as you can imagine. So they reached out to the community on social media, put out cell phone videos, said they needed help, and the community came in, and people brought over shop vacs. They started bringing out furniture, helping them clean up and helping them deal with this tough situation.
That's a goosebump story.
Yeah.
I just got goosebumps for that. You know, and Kathy Klein was just reporting a few minutes ago about the importance of social media and getting out important storm information, but thinking about using it this way is a whole different department.
Yeah, because these were, you know, some of them they knew, they were their neighbors, but some of them were just complete strangers who saw this on social media last night, saw it on Facebook, and were like, you know what, I'm going to go over there and help. And they had people they knew helping, but they had people they didn't know over at their home last night helping clean up the mess and hopefully getting them back on the right track. They also had a horse on the property. The horse survived, but had to be rescued off the property, and they have it. The horse right now is at a dairy that's not far from here, recovering there and hanging out there until they can get things situated back to normal on their property here at 19th and Dobbins.
We're talking with our ABC 15 reporter, John Treweiler, in Levine. Real quickly, John, I believe you're from the Chicago area originally. So you guys are known for getting some pretty windy conditions, right, and storms. How did this rate yesterday?
Well, yeah, I not only grew up in Chicago, but I was a TV reporter in Florida for a long time, so I've covered hurricanes. But, you know, this was no hurricane. But, listen, it was very windy from my perspective and from where I watched the storm in central Phoenix. And, you know, it was obviously windy, loud, lots of hard rain. In fact, where we are on this same piece of property where the two pigs died, they have a tree nursery. And they have these massive trees that are ready to be planted, and a good number of them have just been flipped over, which gives you just your imagination. Obviously, you can know the power of Mother Nature and the wind. I mean, it just flipped these large trees over like they're toys. So, wow. Yeah, it was a pretty tough storm yesterday for sure.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan Treweiler there from our TV news partner, ABC 15.